This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with a guy who just ran across the United States, just like Forrest Gump, only a little bit different. But first, let's talk about selfies. Doctors in London have reported a sharp rise in women under 40 who are having thread veins removed. They say women are more self-conscious due to the rise in no-makeup selfies posted by celebrities. Yes, selfies are making us more image-conscious than ever. Women are becoming insecure about their blemishes. Experts say women hoping to achieve the dewy natural look are opting for cosmetic surgery instead. Thread veins are tiny blood vessels which run close to the surface of the skin and look like fine red or sometimes purple wiggly lines. They're often associated with heavy drinking, but experts say they can be caused by a myriad of factors, including too much sun, hormones, and pregnancy, a genetic predisposition, or an underlying skin condition. While email is a convenient way to communicate, it may be ruining our knack for conversation. Younger people spend less time on their emails with an average reply time of 13 minutes. Young adults take 16 minutes, and those 36 to 50 take 24. Over 50, it takes about 47 minutes. Half of our emails are only 43 words long. Teenagers are looking at even shorter emails with an average of 17 words. Compare this to the handwritten letters we used to send, and you see a stark contrast. A team in New York has developed a new app that makes it easier for your cell phone's alarm to get you up and going in the mornings by making it much harder for you to ignore it. The alarm will only turn off if you physically get out of bed and scan a barcode while in another part of your house. The invention is called the I'm Up Alarm, and its inventor said, "We all hit the snooze, toss and turn, and fall back to sleep. Then we do the morning dash because we lose those coveted morning minutes." The app links your alarm clock to a QR code that can be placed anywhere in your home, but not within arm's reach of your bed. For example, the code can be placed on coffee mugs or magnetic buttons in the kitchen. Justin Bieber was reportedly put in a chokehold by security and kicked out of Coachella on Sunday during Drake's set. Apparently, Justin and his entourage were refused access to the artist's entrance area while Drake was performing. Even though they had the proper wristband, security said the area was at capacity, so they couldn't come in. Bieber argued with security and said there was no way he could watch from the normal crowd because he'd be overwhelmed by fans, which does make sense. A Coachella staff member was leading Bieber and his crew past security when a Coachella security guard came up from behind and put Justin in a chokehold. Justin and his team are considering taking legal action. Katy Perry and John Mayer back together again? That seems to be the case. A recent sighting suggests those two lovebirds haven't given up on their roller coaster relationship just yet. Katy and John were spotted having dinner together at brand new West Hollywood hotspot Yazbel. And according to an eyewitness, the duo didn't shy away from acting like a couple in love. The pair engaged in some public displays of affection and held hands throughout the night. You might have seen 33-year-old Darren Wendell of Michigan on TV recently. He just completed an amazing journey across the United States.
Yeah, I mean, we set off on January 1st, and the goal is to run 100 marathons in 100 days straight to serve 2,500 people with water for a lifetime in Ethiopia through a charity that I fall in love with called Active Water. And so, you know, yesterday was April 10th, which marked the 100th day. I finished here. I started out on the Santa Monica Pier on January 1st, and I finished yesterday in Times Square. And reaction, I don't know, it's been hard to kind of unwrap and decompress some of it all, but yesterday was just insane.
Well, so now you ran 29 miles a day since January 1st?
Yes, 29 miles a day. So wherever I started, wherever I left off the day before is exactly where it starts the next day. So it's literally every step from Times Square all the way to L.A.
Wow-wee. And are you exhausted?
You know what? I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not walking around. I didn't take any pain medication this morning. I'm out, you know, out around Times Square right now with my wife. She's doing a little shopping, and so I feel great. And you know, I think I feel it best because we met our fundraising goal 28 days out from the end of this run, and so we have raised it twice. I know we're at like $131,000 raised right now for a charity, and so I mean, I'm over the moon.
All right, so tell everybody where all this money is going to go and how it's going to help people.
Yeah, when I traveled to Ethiopia through Active Water is the athletic division of Life Water International. They've been working, helping providing safe water, sanitation, hygiene training since 1977. And so what we do is we partner with water committees all over Asia and Africa, and they're the ones, the native people, we lend our 40 years of experience and help them provide safe, clean water access points and health and hope for their entire communities. And so that's where the funds are going to be going to doing that. $40 provides clean water for one person for a lifetime.
Wow, what a tremendous effort by you. Did you have any second thoughts, you know, like midway through this, running 29 miles a day for 100 days?
You know what? You can't. You really can't. And so never was I ever going to be, I can't do this, or I kind of want to quit. That's just part of the mental preparation that I take when I undertake these long-distance endurance challenges. And so quitting was never an option. It can be. So we were green light every day, whatever the weather, whatever we came across. We were going.
And tell us about your support team, because you just don't run by yourself when you do something this dramatic, right?
No, I didn't Forrest Gump this, that's for sure. I had a support team. My wife was with me the entire time. She sacrificed a ton. And I had a few other crew members who started out with me, and then another gentleman who we picked up in Amarillo, Texas, and he had actually been with us the entire time until now.
What an amazing feat. Has anyone ever done anything like this before?
There have been individuals who run across the country before, you know, some in faster times, some, you know, the majority of, like, slower times, but it's a very short list of individuals who have run across the country, and I'm just happy to say that I'm now on that short list.
Now, did you take, like, a zigzag or a straight line from L.A. to New York?
You know what? I had to make it fit exactly 100 days. And so it took a couple months to map that out. And we tried to hit the major media markets along the way, as you can tell, you know, ending in Times Square and starting in L.A. So it wasn't an exact straight line, but it was pretty close.
And what was your biggest memory of the run? Was there something that really stuck in your brain when you finally completed it?
I think it was the ending. I mean, we finished in Times Square. You know, we had just got interviewed by Runner's World. Reuters was down there. Good Morning America was down there waiting for us. There was hundreds of people. There's a finish line. I had probably 50 people running with me. It couldn't have been any more exciting than it was.
Sounds pretty exhilarating.
It was a great ending to a very long journey, and not just 100 days. I mean, the 2.5 years that I trained for it, and it's all over now, and I couldn't be happier with the results.
And what's your background? Tell everybody about Darren Wendell. When did you become this long-distance runner and why?
Yeah, what I try to do is, ever since 2005, I mean, I cycled across the country, hiked across the country, swam across Lake Michigan. So I do these long-distance endurance challenges as a platform to raise money and awareness about the water crisis all over the world. And so this kind of been something I've been doing for a long time, and I've been learning a whole lot with fundraising and how to really put on a successful campaign. And so this isn't new to my family or friends, and so I kind of pick something every couple of years and try to help people with the gift I believe that God's given me.
And the thing is, you're not only doing this, but you also have some injuries that you recovered from as a youngster and spent a long time in a leg cast, and you have metal nails in your leg, right?
Yeah, back in 2006, I broke my leg playing indoor soccer, and the orthopedic surgeon's like, I'll give you an option. You can have a cast, or they have this what's called a Stryker T2 tibia nail that they put through the bone and bring the bone back together, and it's a faster recovery time. And so I was like, I'll take the Stryker nail. All I heard was, like, recovery time faster. Like, I want that. And so that healed up. I walked and hiked the Appalachian Trail, walked across the country on it, and just ran across the country with that in my leg and didn't feel a thing. Loved it. So Stryker's been one of our big supporters. They had a lot of runners, and they've been supporting me along the way.
All right, so I got to ask you, what do you do for an encore, Darren?
Oh, what's next? I think the next thing for me, like I said, my wife sacrificed a lot over the last 2.5 years. I put like 3,800 training miles in, not to mention the 2,900 miles we just ran the last 100 days. So I think it's time to move back to Canton, Ohio, and I think the next big thing for us is I think we want to start a family.
All righty, very good. And, you know, thinking about the water crisis, you're talking about people overseas, but where you started in California, they have their own water crisis, right?
Oh, yeah, there's some drought issues definitely out there in California. Actually, Life Water International, the parent company of Active Water, is based in San Luis Obispo. And so it's definitely an issue out there, but I think the degrees of water crisis are completely different. There's water issues, but I don't think people in California definitely go without water. We're going without, you know, you can't water your lawn, not I have to walk 3 or 4 miles to get water that's unclean and give it to my children. So there is degrees, but yeah, it's definitely, people deal different degrees everywhere.
All right, and how are you getting back to Ohio? You're going to run back or take a plane?
I actually had to drive back. I got to drop off the trailer in Maine, and I got to drive back to Michigan because I traded out my car with a gentleman who lent me his truck to drive it across the country. I got to give that back to him and eventually make it back to Canton. So I got another few more days of driving, but I think we're staying around New York. We're going to pick up the Yankees game tomorrow, and so we're going to have a little fun here.
Okay, great. Hey, listen, all the best to you. Your wife, I guess, is the unsung hero of this whole thing, and hopefully now you and her can get together and start your family in Ohio. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, she is definitely a saint, that's for sure.
All right, all the best, Darren. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
With Darren Wendell, who ran across America, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.